Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. So, of course, we're talking a ton about newcomers and credit this financial literacy month. So we're going to go to one of the experts in the field. Eva Wong is the co-founder and chief operating officer of Borrowell. This is a company that does many, many things. One of them is to enable you to check your credit score for free. And no surprise, they have a particular affinity for and focus on newcomers as a part of the important role that demographic plays in the future of Canada. Eva, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's exciting and it's a really important topic.
It's a hugely important topic. We are going to talk about building your credit score. You've got lots of tips on that front. But there's also this question of what happens before people arrive in this country. And there is an issue for those who have a good score in their home country. How do they port that to Canada? And there's some work being done. We've talked to the CEO of Nova Credit and there's stuff happening. Sometimes they do not have a good score in their home country. And there's a question for some people as to whether that weak credit score could affect their ability to immigrate. What's your insight on that question?
Well, there's good news there in that if you don't have great credit in your home country, that isn't something that the government of Canada looks at and not something that would impact your ability to immigrate. The other piece of good news is that your credit scores and credit report from your home country don't follow you to Canada. So in a way, you have a clean slate.
Yeah. Which, you know, it's then you're starting from scratch and the pros and then the challenges associated with that will follow. That's right. A huge advocate for this, as am I. Talk a bit about the case you would make for a newcomer to Canada on why building a solid credit score is important to their life.
So the thing about living in Canada, which is different from living in lots of other countries around the world, is that, first of all, there is such a thing as a credit score. And secondly, it's pretty important to your life. So anything from renting an apartment to getting a job to applying for any kind of credit, whether that be a car loan, a credit card, or a mortgage, typically requires a credit score, or at least the person, whether it's your landlord, employer, or a potential lender, is going to ask to see your credit score and report. So it actually is really important, as much as you can, to have a strong credit score and to have a good credit history.
Free credit scores put Borrowell on the map. You have many, many people who use your service and have an ongoing relationship with Borrowell because of that. For yes. Someone who has not been here, they sign up for your free credit score. What happens if they have no records? Does it just say, we don't know who you are, you're ineligible, or does it score them a zero? What would they see when they fill in all their data?
Yes, it's possible that if you have nothing, that we would not be able to find a credit file for you. Or it's possible that if there is something there, that you would have a zero score, which it sounds terrible to have a zero score. It's not necessarily a bad score. It just means that there's not enough information to calculate a credit score. But we do have some options for people who are in that situation, as you know, Bruce. We were the first company to allow tenants to report their rent to the credit bureau. And so if you're paying rent, you could sign up to do that, which is nice because it doesn't put an inquiry on your account. It doesn't mean that you're applying for credit. It just enables you to report something that you're already paying. And that could be something that helps you either establish a credit file or even a credit score. So we looked and we had a number of people who had a zero score when they signed up to Rent Advantage. And within 6 months, 100% of them had a credit score.
Wow. Okay. Now, Do you have the data on those who had a credit score, but a weak credit score, and how quickly Rent Advantage was able to build that? Do you have any insight on how effective it is in that regard?
We do. So a percentage of those would have a credit score increase even in month one. What we saw is about 65% had a credit score increase in 4 to 5 months.
Wow. That's pretty notable. That's notable. And the other thing in terms of this demographic is there are some economic immigrants who are like slapping down, a couple million dollars in cash for a condo. Those folks are few and far between. By far, the majority of newcomers would need to rent, even if they have capital in another country and they're going to buy eventually. Yeah. But it would seem almost like a first step for them to ensure that they're getting credit for that, the reliable behavior of paying their rent on time.
Yeah, that's right. And I just found the stat, more than 50% of members see a credit score increase by month one. So that's really encouraging.
Wow. So there are a number of key variables. You know, the first one is payment history. Pay on time every single time, no matter what. Pay on time every single time.
Yeah.
One of the things that Borwell wrote about in a blog, which I hadn't thought of, is the benefit of being an authorized user on a credit card. And I know this doesn't work all the time, every time, but it sounds like there are two benefits. One is a potential credit score bump. But second, just the ability to transact using plastic.
That's right. And so, I mean, I actually just did this. I just got a new credit card and I had the option to get a second card for my husband. And so I thought, okay, well, it's free to do that. And then as he uses the card, we could build more points. And so in that situation, my husband is an authorized user of the credit card. He gets his own card. It's in his name. And so he has all the benefits of using that card and getting, you know, the points together as a family. But I think, you know, you made the point that maybe it doesn't have to even be a family member. It could just be someone else, because the person who is the primary account holder is the one taking the risk. So as long as there's someone that, you know, trusts that you're going to use this product responsibly, you could have someone who could be, you know, the person who's getting the credit for you, and then you'd be an authorized user for that.
And I think that the risk perhaps is more pronounced for newcomers, in that they may be less aware of how significant the consequences are of, you know, not paying that bill on time, or hitting the max on that credit card, or opening up multiple credit accounts at any given time. Is that a fair assertion, that the asterisk that goes beside this potential strategy should be, you know, taken into account?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, with all credit, we should be using it responsibly, right? So that means not running it up to the maximum limit. It means not applying for credit that you're not able to pay for. And so, yeah, it's really important that as people access credit, they're also using it responsibly. And as you mentioned, making those payments on time.
Mm. One of the things that Borwell does in the context of, you know, when you sign up for the credit score, is you've got this kind of credit coach thing, and it goes through the variables and highlights particular areas of opportunity for each individual to say, hey, like, this is the thing you need to work on. One of the ones that I think is the hardest for people to grasp is the utilization number. Can you talk a bit about how that works and why it's so important?
Yeah, I'm happy to. And you're right, like, our credit coach does go through the different credit factors, and it's a really easy stoplight system where it just sort of shows, are you, you know, red, yellow, or green? And utilization essentially is, you know, talking about of the credit you have available to you, how much of it are you using? So let's say you have, for ease of calculation, a credit card with a limit of $1,000, and you've used $300 of that, you have a 30% credit utilization. And that's really healthy. That's really great. Lenders get nervous once that runs up. Like, let's say you've got $900 and then $950. There's a concern that if you run up to the limit and then you get a flat tire and you have to, you know, put another $300 somewhere, that you won't be able to manage that. And so that's why credit utilization is important to a lender. They want to see it low so that if you have an emergency, you still have room. And they get nervous once your credit utilization gets, you know, maybe in the 80, 90, 100% range for sure.
There is a level to which you can build your credit history and improve your credit score just through organic behavior. So you graduate from a secured card to an unsecured card, you pay it on time, you gradually ask for a higher limit or whatever. Mm-hmm. For some people, that's insufficient for a variety of reasons. And Borrowell has this thing called a credit builder loan. For whom is that a fit for? Because my starting point is, don't do that. Just do it the organic way. Just do it the simple way. For whom is that a product that you could recommend in good conscience and feel like the cost benefit was worth it? Because it's not for.
Yeah. So I think there's a couple of important use cases. One, let's say that you want to buy a house. You're saving up for a down payment and you want to be able to qualify for a mortgage, but you don't have the credit score. Or even if you have the credit score, a lender might look at your credit profile and say, you might have a high credit score, but you have a thin file, which means that you don't have that many accounts that that credit score is built off of. I don't know if I can trust you with the $500,000 loan. So having a few other types of credit, showing that you're making payments on those on a regular basis is important, not only for improving your score, but to prove to a lender that you can actually be trusted with a bunch of different kinds of credit. And so that's one example. Another is if you don't have $500 sitting around to put to, against a secured credit card, and you're really in this chicken and egg situation where no one will give you credit because you haven't proven that you can use it responsibly, and then you can't get credit. So it's one of those things that you know, a credit building loan is perfect for, because you don't have to have an existing credit score. We don't check that. You don't even have to have an existing credit history. You can just sign up and you start making payments. And then we report those payments to the credit bureau. And in a sense, it's like being put towards a savings account. And you can use that in order at the end to maybe put that into a secured credit card. So it's a bit of like a forced saving secured loan product.
All right, we're going to wrap up with one last question here. And that is, your single most important piece of advice that you would give to a newcomer. So, you know, someone introduces you to this person, they're fresh to this country, they are wide-eyed and optimistic about the future that they are going to build. And you get one piece of advice to provide them that you hope will make the biggest difference for them when it comes to their credit.
Bruce, this is too easy. It's too easy. I would obviously wait for it. I would tell them to get their credit score for free from Borrowell, because that sets you on the journey. I think without that knowledge, you don't know where you stand. And that sets you on a journey to build great credit. So get your credit score for free from Borrowell.
Normally, I would roll my eyes and say that is the most self-serving piece of advice I've ever heard. But I think I'm going to say, regardless of whether it's Borrowell or one of your horrendous competitors, getting that credit score from the get-go and having the monthly reminder of that is so critical. And I know that's one thing that Borrowell does.
Yeah, we do it weekly. We do it weekly.
Oh yes. My gosh. Wow. Yeah. Well, soon you'll move to daily and then I'll really notice. Eva, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Bruce. Great to chat with you as always.
Eva Wong, co-founder and chief operating officer of Borrowell.